Burmese pro-democracy leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi is here in Britain for the first time in 24 years, and she has visited the BBC World Service, which she said had kept her in touch with what was happening in the world while she was spending a long time under house arrest. More from Liana Hosea.
The lady, as she's known by her millions of admirers, came to the BBC World Service where she met members of the Burmese service, who she says were a real lifeline to her during 15 years of house arrest.
I had to listen to the radio in order to find out what was happening in my own city, because I was not allowed to get news from outside. I was not allowed to telephone. I was not allowed to correspond with anybody. But because of the BBC, I never lost touch with my people, with the movement for democracy in Burma and with the rest of the world.
But it wasn't the high seriousness of world news and current affairs that really inspired her and made her world more complete. It was the breakfast DJ Dave Lee Travis, known as the Hairy Cornflake, and his jolly good show on what he called the Wild Service.
Dave Lee Travis!
Good evening, human beings, and welcome to another edition of
I Believe in Miracles! Since you came along.
Have you noticed there's a wealth of beautiful ladies on the show?
They're all after my cheese butty folk.
So here is the moment when the Nobel Peace Prize winner met her hero, the Hairy Cornflake.
I heard you yesterday.
Thank you. It's just such a pleasure to meet you in person. After all the nice things you said about the programmes.
Well, it is fun. And I think I mentioned that I once heard a young Burmese boy on the programme, and I was thrilled because I'd never heard a Burmese before on your programme.
Well, that's the World Service. It does what it says on the tin. And I'm just glad to have been a part of the things that you listen to that helped you. It's a real privilege to meet you.
Thank you. I've read your book.
Thank you very much.
The show ran for 20 years until it was axed in 2001, despite at least one very keen listener.